Okay, but all right, let's start. So we're doing this sigya basically. Well, we're working on the okay, let me just wait another minute. Coming in. Let me just get there. Perhaps there. One more second. Okay, so we're working on the Rif Shita in Zen Nana Vizet El Chaser, meaning the Gemara has, there are four possible cases. The Gemara speaks clearly about three of the four cases, and the Gemara doesn't discuss the fourth case. The Gemara says if it be Zen Nana Vizet Chaser, so you have both the Ma'ilusa, you're definitely Chai. Zen El Nana Vizet El Chaser, you have both negatives, you're definitely Potter. Zenana Vizet El Chaser. So that's the avoiding the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara seems to be that you're Potter, right? I believe so. It's not clear why you're Potter. Are you, right? Not really so clear why you're Potter. Are you Potter? Because the Gemara at the end brings in a new Svara that they didn't seem to have in the beginning. In other words, the Gemara at the end said that you're potter because of the svara of that it's good for you for someone to be in the house, which doesn't really, doesn't seem that was the original aboy. The original aboy didn't seem to bring that svara in. The original aboy was just stabs. And then the zed al chaser is a chayver potter.
If anything, it seems that it's really the Zen Nana Vizet El Chaser. If there's no Nana for the other side, that it's actually really Chayev?
I can't hear you. What?
Wouldn't it seem that it's Mashma from the end of the Gemara that in really it's the opposite, that Zen Nana Vizet El Chaser, if there's no benefit from the...
I am not sure. That's what it seems. I'm saying that's what's strange. And the Gemara comes out that you're Potter because of this fire of the shame, which means, right, so what do you need that Svara for? So it would seem to be right. So it's not clear. It's very not clear. What would seem to be that he's in Svara, and there's a Gemara's Peshet to Shaila, but not for the reason that they seem to give before. So I don't know. I don't know. I am not clear. You're right. The Mashmos would be that if you theoretically had a different case where you don't have that Svara of the shade, then you'd be Chayiv. But I'm not sure. I think there are, conflicting implications.
I think Pashup Shah, how they deal with that spot, that Gemara later on, is that really there is a certain degree of Chisaron even when it's not a new house.
Right. And you just had someone to take off the slight Chisaron. And there's a slight, and so that's to balance it out. That's why I'm not clear about it.
I think that's how the Gra and the Bira Gra, if I remember.
The Rush says a little differently. The Rush says, I'm reading the Rush. Yochiach Maisi Me'akra Asmachta V'sad Edvara. They're just bringing a little raya. The low me boy she part of me shum davin a zen and it is an ochoser. And I feel a type in ami I say mo. She named the base on me this term. So at least the way the Rush says it, it's just an extra svara that's thrown in. You don't need it.
That's really true. The Gra asked on the Rush that the Gemara says an ikabinayu. So it's very,
okay, but the Rush says it, Okay, I hear. Maybe we should.
I'm just saying, once we're considering that Gemara.
Maybe we should, we have another day tomorrow to work on this. Maybe that's something to look at. So, what is that? That does sound like an interesting point. What does the Gemara mean with that Svara? And what does the Rush mean? And you say the Granit. Okay, it could be. I happen to be very interested. So I wouldn't mind working on that. We have one day left on this issue. But the Maisa, superficially, at least the way the Rush does say it, and if Shamir is saying even the Gra says it for a different reason, but the Maskana seems to be that Zen Nana, the Zed Al Chaser is Potter. the Gemara gives a svara. So that's, we don't know exactly why they needed that svara of the Sheg. Either the Rosh says it's just an overkill. You're saying it's to balance out the extra svara. Okay. But so that's the Gemara. So the Gemara comes out, Zen Nenem, Zen Ochas is Pater. The Gemara doesn't discuss the case of Zen Lo Nenem, Zen Chaser. So the Shaila is, what is the din there? And why didn't the Gemara discuss it really? It's a little strange. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. Why didn't the Gemara discuss it? And why is it din? So Taisa says, it was a Taivis we did on Chafam and Aleph. Taivis says that when the Gemara says, Zelo Enen and Zen Chosis Pater, if it's who are then, if it's Zelo Nene, is also potter because the chaser is only grama. The chaser, what you pay on is the fact that I stopped you from being able to rent it to someone else. So the chaser is a grama because I stopped you from the ability to make profit. In other words, there's a profit to be made from, not from me, but from someone else. I'm a person who don't pay. So you wouldn't make any profit from me, but theoretically you could have rented out this house to a different person. I went ahead by my living here. I caused that you couldn't rent it out. So there's, I didn't get any idea, but indirectly I was gyring that you could not rent out the house. So says time, is that just a grammar? I caused that you lost business. And a grama and a zik and a spotter. Right? That's very simple. Taibis is very simple, very logical, very mistabra. Okay. That's Taibis. Comes along the riff and says, that's just before we get to the riff. So according to Taibis, right? So according to Taibis, according to Taisus, we go ahead and say that you're potter because it's chaser. So the shaila is, what is the, so then we have the plain Yeshua's kasha. Let's just go over to plain Yeshua's kasha. Plain Yeshua's a kasha. So then why should it be if chaser alone is potter? And the maskana is, and then also alone is potter. So why, when you have both together, you're chayiv? So originally he learned, it seems that two dead horses joined forces, which he felt was daichik. Chaser alone is not a sibis and a chayiv, because it's grama. Nen alone, we come out, it's not a sibis and a chayiv, because then nene, vizelo chaser is potter. But you put the two together, you become chayiv. So the plain Shua's answer is, a very interesting answer, is that really fakir? Nene in Lomdis is definitely a Sibis and Mechayev. There's no suffix at all that Nene is a Sibis and Mechayev. The reason why Nene is Potter is because of the tzad of Midas, because maybe it's me this time, and that's the Gemara's Abaya. So this is very important because we're going to have to contrast it to the Rif. And when we saw, I don't know if you saw the Rav Aaron, and the way also we learned the Rush yesterday. So according to Plain Yeshua, it comes out that type is the sheet that is that really in Lomdes, Nene is definitely a Sibis and Mechai. Except that sometimes you're potter because of me this time. So that according to the Plain Yeshua and the Ptaisis, there are two totally unrelated Sibis and Mechai. There's a Sibis and Mechayev called Nene, and a Sibis and Mechayev called Chaser. And they're both true, except that Nene is Potter if there's a Midas time, which means, and a really interesting thing, according to Plain Yeshua, when a Zen Nene is a Chaser, assuming it will be for the right amount, a Chaser for the full amount, there's two Sibis and Mechayev. There's a Sibis Mechayev and Nen, and a Sibis Mechayev and Chaser. Except that the Chiddush is that even when there's Sibis Mechayev and Chaser is only a penny, you're chayav for the full nene because it takes off midas time.
I'm confused. The Pnei Yeshua chaser is not a mechayev because it's grumma. The mechayev is only.
Okay, you're right. Chaser is I'm not saying it right. My application was wrong because I said it wrong. You're right. But let me say it again. I'll say it correctly. I'm sorry. You're right. In lomdus there are two lomdus. Not in this case. I said it wrong. Correct. And I got carried away. I said it wrong. According to the Pnei Yeshua, there are two lomdus shasibas of mechayev. There's a sibas of mechayev of chaser when it's not a grama, which does not apply in the case of our sugya, because our sugya is a grama. That is correct. I said it wrong. And then there's a sibas of mechayev of nene. That's correct. Zen nene is a that chaser. So I said it wrong. It's only one sibas of mechayev because the chaser is a grama. Yes, said it wrong. But what means that in lomdus there are two totally different sibas of mechayev in the Torah, according to Pnei Yeshua. Now we go to the riff.
Wait a second. Obviously, if it's not a groma, chaser is just regular hezek, then, right?
Right. So there's two totally different, unrelated. According to Pnei Yeshua,
if you believe Hanah is a sibas mechayev, then that's obviously in addition to hezek. No one's going to deny that hezek is a sibas mechayev.
Okay, fine. Right. Fine. Well, we'll see that because when we did the rush, we made it differently. But okay.
But I'm saying I'll be
according to the Pnei Yeshua, what comes out is that there are two totally different sibas and mechayvim, and they're both vadai sibas and mechayvim. There's a vadai sibas and mechayv of hezek, except that you're not chayv for grama. But it's a vadai sibas and mechayv. There's no aboy. There's also a vadai sibas and mechayv called nene. If there's an aboy, if you get a ptur of either side. But when you don't have the Torah, but in Lomdus, there's a Vadai Sibas and Mechayev called Nene. Okay. Now, comes along the Rif, and the Rif comes along and says that the case of Chaser, it's not a Grava. You're Chayev. What is the Hezber in the Rif? Riff, we don't know. In the original way the Riff seemed to say is just straight, it's Hezek. Then the Rush asks on the Riff, hi, it's Grama. And he says, as far as Ochel Chesreino, and it seems to be that there's a machlekes in the among the Gedolim, whether Ochel Chesreino is working midin Mazik or is midin Chaser, because it's Ochel Chesreino. So it's a very ambiguous Lashon. Ochel is Nene. And Chesreino is Mazik. So the Rush at the end, when he's explaining the Rif, it's unclear what he means. Very unclear. But the at least in the beginning of the piece, for sure in the beginning, he was saying they're Chayiv as Mazik. The end, we're not clear what he's saying. So now it comes out. So that let's take the Rush, the simple, the riff in the beginning. Let's make life easy. So the riff is simply, Pashup Shah, the riff is simply saying that there is a Mechayev, that even that there, for some reason it's not a Grama. It's not a Grama, and you can Mechayev as Mazik. We don't have the Ptur Grama here. Okay? And whatever the Hezber, why is that a Chisur of Grama? So we said this speaking out on the first day that pashtus to minimize, not the first day, but we said this after for a few days, that the chayra is only a machlekes, the riff and taisis, in one point. Is this a grama or is this not a grama? There's no reason to assume pashtus that they argue in shari nene. Why should we make an extra machlokes? They argue in Shad in Chaser. Is Chaser a grama or Chaser not a grama? The Rif type says Chaser is a grama and your potter. And the Rif says Chaser is not in the realm of grama and your chayiv. Exactly for what reason, we don't know. But that That's in the machlekes in chaser. When we get to the shayla of nana without chaser, so pashtus, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever to make a machlekes between the Rif and Taisfus, right? Why would you want to do that?
Except that we need to explain why there's no case of zechaser v'zelo nana.
What?
The Gemara doesn't mention the case of zechaser v'zelo nana. Taisfus explains that away because
the
fact
that case is pashtus is chayiv.
So then the flip, the problem is the flip then becomes, it becomes a different explanation of what's left of Zen and of Zelo Chaser.
Why is there any problem? The Gemara knows that the Gemara knew the din of Zelo Nana and Zelo Chaser. And that's why they didn't have a buy in that case. According to type, as the Gemara knew the din is that your potter. According to the play, the riff, the Gemara knew that din is your chayiv. But that has nothing to do, pashtus, with the case of Zen Nana, the Zen Ochaser, because it has nothing to do with it. Now, the only machlokes, the Rif and Taisfus is in Chaser. But here we're talking about a case of Nana without Chaser. So the normal pashtus shot is that why in the world would anyone want to make a machlokes between the Rif and Taisfus, Imshan and Zen Nana, v'zelo chaser? Why make a double machlekes for no reason? They have a machlekes whether chaser is a grama or chayiv for whatever the hezbrah that they're arguing in, whether it's chayiv al mazik or chayiv al nana because of eichel chesreino. But when you don't have on the chayiv of chaser, I know it's Zen Nana Vizano Chaser. So they're both exactly the same. That's definitely the pashtus, right? I think so. Comes along Rav Aaron, right? And that Rav Aaron, what does he say? Let's read. Let me look. I got this sheet I sent you. The Mishnah is Rav Aaron. Let's read it just quickly. Okay, so it's me this time. I read it quickly, I'm sorry. Okay, so what's he saying? He's saying that Taisus has a completely child, different child that wears a boy than the Rif. The Rif will learn Shadi Gwar as a boy. Is Nana Siba Samachayev or Nana not a Siba Samachayev? Taisus learns that the Gemara holds for sure Nana is a Siba Samachayev. And the boy is there a Ptura me this time or is there no Ptura me this time? He says the Rif will learn Shadi a boy that not is there a Ptura me this time or not, but maybe in Grund, right? In Grund means in essence. There's no Stevens and Machayim of Nana in the first place. Right? So what Rav Aaron Cutler says is that there's a very, very basic machlokes between Taisus and the Rif. And the Gemara is a boy. According to Taisus, the Gemara is saying, I know for sure there's a Stevens and Machayim of Nana. I just have a shine as a Raptura meet this time. According to the Rif, the Gemara is Abaye, is maybe there's no such thing as a Mechayev and Nana, which would mean, which would have major, major, major nafkaminas, because that means that according to Taifas, the Gemara is Maskana, that there is a Sibas and Mechayev of Nana, except that there's a Ptura Midas time. So being in your situation where there's no problem of Midas time, for example, you have a Hezek of a penny, so then you'd be Chayev for the whole Hana, because there is a Sibas and Mechayev of Hana. Well, according to the way the Mishnah's Rav Aaron is gripping the Rif, Pashtus, the Gemara's Abaye is there a Sibas and Mechayev of Nana. The Maskana is Pashtus, then Nana, the Zeno Chosr's Potter. There is no Sibas and Mechayev of Nana. So then if you have Chosr of a penny, you only have to pay a penny. You shouldn't have to pay more than a penny, right? So there's the Rav Aaron is making this gigantic machloikas between Taisus and the Rif, which he brings by, I assume, maybe, you know, we that there is such a gigantic machloikas.
Isn't Rav Aaron coming from the perspective, though, that the Gemara is misparish kipshuto, not like Tosos, and therefore Tosos would have the hechach not to learn like that?
Right. Well, okay, I'm about to get there. So you're jumping the gun. So the question is, but I want us to appreciate way before I would have never said like Rav Aaron. I would have said that, you know, why once you see, and as I'm assuming he has rayas, and besides what you said, it's corrected.
Rabbi, this whole thing of Nana turning it into chesaron, that was only within the rush.
Wait, that's yesterday. We're not.
I'm saying, is that only within the rush?
That was only the rush. It was only our crazy svara that we said a crazy svara yesterday. But we're I'm trying to review this thing a little bit simpler. Trying to get the simple pshat in the sugya.
Can you say over Taisus? How does Taisus learn the according to Abaran? How does he learn the Hakir of the Gemara?
According to Taisus, the way we did with the Pnei Yeshua, we said that was our last week. The Taisus learns that for sure Nana is a Sibas and Mechayev, because the Pnei Yeshua said there can't be two dead horses. So how do you explain Zen Nana Vizachosis Chayev? Where's the Sibas and Mechayev? Chos is not a Sibas and Mechayev because it's Grama. So what's the Sibas and Mechayev? It has to be Nana. So according to Taisus, Nana is Vadai a Sibas and Mechayev. No Shaina, no ifs and buts. It's Vadai a Sibas and Mechayev. The Gemara never entertained a Shaina that Nana is not a Sibas and Mechayev. The Gemara's only shaita is that in the case of Lo Chaser, maybe you get a Ptura Mi this time. So the question is there a Ptura Mi this time, or is there no Ptura Mi this time? Says Rav Aaron, according to the Rif, the Gemara's shaita is Nana Mechayev at all, period. Nothing to do with Mi this time. Intrinsically, is Nana Mechayev. Which means that according to the Rif, the Gemara's Maskana, according to the Rif, is a Tzad that according to Taibis, the Gemara never even thought of. According to Taibis, it was a Dover Pasha to the Gemara that Nana is a Mechayev. And according to the Rif, according to where Rav Aaron sets it up, the Gemara's Maskana is that in the Rif is that Nana, there's no such Mechayev called Nana. Where'd you ever get that there's a Mechayev called Nana? Right, which we said yesterday is not so crazy, because why do I have to pay you for what? If I walk down the street and you're playing your guitar in the subway and you're playing a beautiful song and I decide to listen and I'm listening, so, but why am I obligated to pay you? You want to give me a no? You stand in the street corner and sing. It's very nice of you. You're about chesed, you know. You're doing a mitzvah of chesed. And you know, very nice, you'll get item haba. But why does that mechayev me a chi of mominus to pay you?
Wait, Rebbe, on the first day of the sugya, Rebbe said that hana clearly means financial hana, not just pleasure like hearing. Is Rebbe falling off that now? Or?
But I understand, you're right. That's what you're trying to answer, Tysus. But I was saying that in the Rif will not make such a distinction. And the Rif will say that isn't hana is hana. And I, yeah, it was, why do I have to pay you for Anna? So it's a very interesting thing. The way Rav Aaron sets it up is that there's this like Yisaitis, Tikkun Machlokes between Taisus and the Rif, or is there a Mechayev called Hana? Is there a longer?
Do we have a grip that Rav Aaron's riff is how it's going to understand Rami Bar Chama's Mishnah?
Wait, no, I'm not getting there. Please. No, we don't. We're not discussing yesterday yet. I'm trying to just.
No, I said according to Rav Aaron's riff.
No, nothing to do with Rami Bar Chama. No. Now, the question is, why in the world does Rav Aaron do this? Right? That's why doesn't Rav Aaron say if Rav Aaron was a Chavetz Chaim person? Right, Rav Aaron would be Chavetz Chaim, we'd be a famous yeshiva. But okay, but if Rav Aaron was a Chavetz Chaim person, he would have, L'chaira, I would have assumed that Shiva would have said that why should I make such a big machlokes? We have a rule in Shas that we minimize machlokes in. So since we see from Taisus that Taisus holds that it's a dover pashit that there's a Sibas and Machayev of Nana. And the Gemara never even questioned it. So why should we create a shita that the Rif is on the other extreme, that the Gemara is questioning if there's a Sibas HaMechayev and Nana, and the Maskana is that there is no Sibas HaMechayev and Nana. Like, what a gigantic machlekes. Why in the world do you want to make such a gigantic machlekes? Why don't you say that the Taibas also agrees that, I mean, it's not Taibas, the Rif also agrees that Nana is a Sibas and Mechayiv, and the Gemara is a boy is Midas time. There's no Hechroch not to learn that way in the Rif. You can learn the Rif that way also, that the Gemara is a boy and was is there a Torah Midas time.
So what happens in the case of Zen Nenev is a Chasser, according to that?
What?
What happens in the case of Zen Nenev is a Chasser?
Zen Nenev is a Chasser. So you
pay,
Sibas and Mechayiv of. You have two Sibas and Mechayiv.
And you pay whichever is more?
Yeah, whichever is more, right? So in other words, why in the world does Rav Aaron, I mean, so Shamir already wanted to try and set it in Pshat, but I don't understand it so well. But we have to want to get it clear. Why Pashat Pshat, I'm pretty sure that if you would have asked Rashiva would have said that why should we go ahead and make a bigger machlokes between the Rif and the Taisus? If Taisus holds that it's a dover pashat that Nana is a Sibas and Mechayiv, so we should assume the Rif does too. And what the Gemara is about?
I looked it up. There's no Birkas
dover. Not accurate. Tostos holds that the Gemara states that Zen Nana is that Zen Nana is Mechayiv.
Okay.
Right. Have such a Gemara.
What? So what are you answering? Let me hear your answer.
Meaning, Tosos in holding that Chasser is not a Mechayev must say that Zenin Ze Chasser is Chayev because of Nana. So therefore, Tosos has a Gemara that says that Hana is a Mechayev.
Okay, so what you're saying is that what Rav Aaron is saying, that Taibas didn't come to his Shita because he held that way in Svar. It's not like Taibas woke up in the morning and says, I hold that Nana is definitely a Sibas and Mechayiv. And what do I do with this Gemara? It must be that the Machlokes is in me this time. Even though it does look that way on Taibas and Chafam and Beis, because he starts out, he just asks the Kasha, what about me this time? What's his question? Maybe, or the other man, he asks the second Kasha. Taibis asked a kasha, or a man named Galgan of Kanisle Bar Shemarian.
That's already coming to us from our
here, we don't say me this time. How come over here we say me this time?
I'm
agreeing with you. So what's Taibis' kasha? Let him just say that maybe the Gemara here is saying there's no Sibis and Mechayiv and Nene. So the simple reading of Taibis is that Taibis took on as a Dover Pashat that there's a Sibas and Mechayiv and Nana. Okay, turn off my phone, I'm sorry. And so, but comes along Rav Aaron, and he's saying that really, Taisus and Svara, if you would have asked Taisus and Svara, Taibis would have said that Nana is not a Sivis and Mechayev. He would agree. Taibis would agree to the Rif that it's Deichik to make a new Sivis and Mechayev and Nana. Because of what Yosef Siebral said, even though we said that in Taibis, it's probably Deichik. And we know if there's no seat in the Mechayev of Nana, if I'm playing my guitar in the street, so what if I'm glaring that you got money? That's a grumble. Also, that's a garama. Why do I have to pay for that? So there's no, the Taibis would also, according to Rav Aharon, Taibis also agrees that the starting point is that Nana is not a Sivis and Mechayev. The only thing is that Taibis has a problem. What's his problem? The plan is to his kasha. Zen Nenev is a chaser is chayev.
Chaser is a groma, so it's kind of chayev for something.
And he doesn't want to say two dead horses. So therefore, since it's daichik to say two dead horses, so you're forced into saying that Nenev is a sivus and a chayev. So what they're playing, sure, the Rav Aharon is setting up that Taisus really in Svara, the Pashas in Svara is like the Rif, that there's no Sivus and Mechayev of Nana. And the Gemara, therefore, the simple reading of the Gemara as a boy is there a Sivus and Mechayev of Nana or not? That would be the starting point. If you read the Gemara, the way to read the Gemara Gipshuto is the Gemara as in a boy. Is there a Sivus and Mechayev of Nana or is there no Sivus and Mechayev of Nana? It's just that that's a simple shot, except that because Taibis has a problem. Taibis has a problem that, but what do you do? But what do you, how can you say there's no Sivus and Mechayev of Nana? Why is Zen Nenev is a Chaser Chayev? It's two dead horses. Therefore, Taibis had to say, Zetman the Fun is a Sivus and Mechayev and Nana. Therefore, Taibis had to come on that the whole Gemara's shine is because of me this time. But if you all like the Rif, then there's no Hechruch, because you don't have the problem of two dead horses. So then you can learn Gipshuto. So what do you people, right? That's Rav Aharon. What do you people say about that? I'm asking you a philosophical question. Do you think the Rashiva would have agreed with that? A great philosophical question.
Speaking for the deceased here.
What?
I said speaking for the deceased here.
Okay, I said, do you think what the Rashiva would have said? I obviously don't know what the Rashiva would have said. I'm asking you, what do you think? Let me see. For all our Chavetz Chaim people, what do you think? Do you think Rosh Hashiva would have said this?
Depends if it helps or hurts.
What?
Depends if it helps us or hurts us.
Okay. So what do you think Rosh Hashiva would have said?
Isn't the part of Tosfos' understanding of the Shita that holds that we don't say Midah Sadoim over there and the Gemara over there? Tosfos' explanation for that Shita, L'chara, it's a Dechak. He's stuck to say to come up with a, so that lachar is a point to show that Tyson is only doing that because he's forced.
Okay, no? So you're saying the Shiva would have agreed with Avari.
I think so.
Your vote. Okay. So now I have to say the other way.
I can simply speak, you need to have a grounds to say that the Rif doesn't agree in Svar. There's no reason even if Tosa sees from the fact that Nen is Stam is a Machayev, to say that the Rif disagrees with that principle, we shouldn't say that unless there's some basis to say that there's some basis in the Rif Shita to say that the Rif holds that. I mean, if Tosa sees something from the Gemara, you see that it's Das Torah. So the
So you're saying that there's two reasons to suspect that you can argue with Avari. Shamir is saying, even if Tosfos got it, Tosfos got it because of the Gemara, but the Maisa, that's what Tosfos holds. So that, I mean, Tivus obviously felt it made sense. He felt that this made sense. Others, Tivus, how to say it? Tivus doesn't, it's not like Tivus speaks out. I say it even better. I mean, maybe this is right. Tivus doesn't speak out that I have a major problem because I don't understand why Zen Nenev is so closer as Chayiv. And I have to say a Deichik that Nene is a Sivus and Mechayiv. There's no such Tivus. The only person who did that was the Pnei Yeshua, not Tivus. Tivus, there's no Tivus that comes along. If there would have been a Tivus, they would have come along and asked Akasha. You know, now that the Gemara, I come out that Chosra is not a Mechayiv because it's Grama. And the Gemara has its side, and then it's not a Mechayiv. So why is then Nenev is a Chosra Chayiv? Yeah, Shloimar, that Nenev is alone as a Sivus and Mechayiv. Tivus doesn't say that. There's no such Tivus. No, it doesn't. There's no indication from Tivus that Tivus ever struggled with this problem that why is that Nenev is that Chosra Chayiv? There's no indication. Tivus doesn't say, you read Tivus or his Hanis, Tivus doesn't seem to be bothered with the problem, and he says a chiddush with Sarah Oimar, and then he has a kasha from the Gemara in Baba Basra, and then he debates whether Tivus just walks right in and makes a statement that this is chat. So the pashat mashmos of Tivus is that the reason Tivus read the Gemara this way because it makes sense. This is a logical way of reading the Gemara. It's the most. Tivus held that this is a way to learn the Gemara. So why should we assume? In other words, the Rav Aaron is saying that if I would have asked Tivus, Tivus would have said, "Of course, I don't want to learn the Gemara this way. I'm only learning this Gemara this way because I'm stuck. I have a tremendous problem because I can't understand Zen Nenev is a Chaser. It's two dead horses, and I don't like seeing two dead horses join forces. So I'm stuck, and I have to say." Nene is a Mechayim. That's all, not just it's Chosra and Tivus, and it's all made up. There's no indication whatsoever that Tivus feels that he has any, that he has a Deichik and he's forced into saying anything. There's no indication. Pnei Yeshua maybe spoke that out, but Pnei Yeshua then said this is what's going through Tivus's head. He didn't say that. It's not like Tivus doesn't come along and ask such a kasha, why is Zen Nenev is a Chosra Chayiv? So Tivus read the Gemara, and he, without blinking an eye, he read the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that Nenev is a Sivus and Mechayiv. And the topic in the Gemara is Midas Taim. So why should we assume that the Rif disagrees? See, well, Tivus wouldn't have learned it that way if not that he was stuck. This Divrei Nevius, right? That's what I
meant. Well, Rebbe, that's not Divrei Nevius per se, because Tosos has to spell out by the step of Zein Nenev, Zein Chaser. He spells it out specifically that if it was just a Chaser, but no Nene, then you would be potter because of Grama. So he is bothered by clearly something. What Tosos is bothered by now? That's
why the Gemara left out that case. And but, he's answering because the Gemara holds in that case your potter. Okay, fine.
But that's a bother. Okay, meaning Tosos had to spell that out.
Now, he's bothered why Zen Nenev is Chosra is Chayiv. Tivus doesn't say that that was bothering him.
No, but once he spells out the fact that Zen Nenev, meaning Ein Chosra is a Grama, so therefore there's no possible way that the chaser is a chiyuv, so then it's pashit. At that point, it's pashit because we already made it.
I understand it's pashit, but Tivus doesn't say.
You don't have to spell it out.
Tivus doesn't say that he's saying it because of that hechra. First of all, there was another possibility. The Pnei Yeshua said there's a possibility of two dead horses, so it's not so pashit. There is always a possibility of two dead horses.
Not about Brahma.
I thought we would say to assume, but. So he can't tell me it's
well, Grama with two dead horses, but by the Pnei Yeshua was that even if it was Grama or if that wasn't Grama. Enough of a reason.
If it's Grama, that's why it's a dead horse. And Nana's a dead horse. and they joined.
I thought it wasn't enough. I thought it was not enough, but it was still
because
some
Rav
type
is
of
not enough. That's
right. Okay, I didn't realize it was.
So but I'd say it's Divrei Nevi'ahs. I mean, I don't want to argue Rav Aaron because I'm not even holding in the sugya so much, but it's an argument of Aaron. I'm holding in the sugya. It's like pretty suicidal. But the pashtus, it's like what it's saying is like Divrei Nevi'ahs. Who tells him that the reason why Tosfos learned that Nene, Tosfos has a radical sheet in all shots, that Nene is a Sibas of Mechayim, that the only reason why you should be put to it is because of Midas time. If you have a penny of Midas of Hana, you're Chayim for the entire, for the whole Nene. You know, Tosfos, it has so many ramifications. It probably affects literally Gan Shas because you're making a new Sivas HaMechayiv that doesn't, you know, that called Nene. And there's probably going to be lots of applications where you can have a Sivas HaMechayiv and Nene, except that you have to somehow or another get rid of me this time. There's clouds of Machlekes and Babas, if there is a problem this time. And, you know, so the Rav Aaron saying, Tosfos would never have said such a thing, and he only said it because he was stuck by this problem. Does Tosfos ask that problem? How do you understand Zenan of his Zechoser? Did Tosfos say he was stuck by that problem? Did Tosfos tell you that that's why he says what he says? Tosfos walks in and says it like nonchalantly, like this is the most pushed thing in the world. Tosfos starts out the Divrei Masu Ho and Zanis and just assume that there's a Sivas of Machayim called Nene. And he says, according to the Man Domar, there's no problem with me this time. Why should we part there? Tosfos just walks in without blinking an eye, so to speak, and just takes for granted that there's a Sivas of Machayim and Nene. So Rav Aaron is saying, you know what? Tosfos really in Svara didn't hold it a Sivas of Machayim and Nene. And his whole kasha is not such a kasha in Svara, because maybe the Gemara here is a bias. We don't know that it's even some kind of that. But Tosfos's whole kasha is predicated. The reason why Tosfos had a kasha on Hey, I'm a day, I'm Chof Amid Beis, is a hemshuch of Tosfos and Chof Amid Aleph. That's what I've already said. If Tosfos didn't write what he said on Chof Amid Aleph, he wouldn't have had his kasha on Chof Amid Beis. Because he wouldn't have written Chof Amid Aleph, then he would have never known that Chosser is a Ptur. Then he wouldn't have had a Kasha from Zen Nenem is a Chosser. Then he could have said that Nen is not necessarily a Mechayiv. Then he could have learned Shadi Gemara is a boy, like with the Rif, that the boy is Nen a Sivis Mechayiv and Nen is not a Sivis a Mechayiv. And he wouldn't have had any problem from Baba Basra. And the whole reason why Tosfos has the problem with Baba Basra, and he's according to Madamar, that Midas Toim does not a problem, is and the reason that Tosfos has a problem on the top Tosfos on Chof Amid Beis is because it's a hemshuch from Tosfos and Chof Amid Aleph. I mean, I don't know that sounds so.
Tosfos says that
Tosfos and Chof Amid Beis is predicated on Chof Amid Aleph, and there's a hemshuch. And if I wouldn't say what I said on Chof Amid Aleph, I wouldn't have had my kasha on Chof Amid Beis.
Is that how the Pnei Yeshua grip Tosfos? The Pnei Yeshua only comes to the explanation of it being a Mechayiv as an answer. His initial starting point is two dead horses because he doesn't want to learn.
Pnei Yeshua never said that that's how Tosfos came to that point. Pnei Yeshua came to it from that point. Pnei Yeshua never said that Tosfos went through the same steps that he's going through. To me, it is Divrei Nevi'ahs. Now,
which means
the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, he's a Gadol Adar. He can be a Navi too. But
means the Pnei Yeshua, even according to Tosfos, would rather say that Nen is not a Mechayiv. Okay. But he's forced to say Nen is a Mechayiv.
That's the Pnei Yeshua. Very
so
nice.
So why can't Rav Aaron grip Tosfos like the Pnei Yeshua? And therefore say that it's a stretch of the rib.
Like Shamir said, why should we say that Tosfos is saying a daichik, that Tosfos is unhappy with what he said, and that Tosfos really would prefer not to say what he said, and Tosfos feels it's daichik, and he only came out to it because of the hechuf. Taibis doesn't say that. Why should you assume that? Taibis assumes something. He doesn't tell you he had a hechlof. The assumption is he says it because he holds of it.
That's why does the Pnei Yeshua start off assuming that Taisus holds Nen is not a Mechayev?
What?
Why does the Pnei Yeshua start off assuming Taisus holds Nen is not a Mechayev?
Pnei Yeshua did not understand that he I don't know. The Pnei Yeshua
is
I don't know Pshat the Pnei Yeshua because when we said that the Pnei Yeshua is somewhat funny because we don't, you know, there is this. Shamir told me he has
a kavura
from I don't know how
X.
many years ago, because the Pnei Yeshua is very strange because didn't he see Taisus? So we didn't know what the Pnei Yeshua, like the whole Pnei Yeshua,
whatever the reason, reason X.
I don't know. But the Maisa, when you look at this sugya, when you read this sugya, and you see that Taisus makes an assumption, and Taisus just makes that assumption, he doesn't bring any raya to that assumption, and then as a Sibis and Mechayit. He just takes it as a dover pashut, and he asks a kasha on that basis. He doesn't say that, you know why I'm only saying that because of the hechlof from the last taisus. He doesn't connect the two taisusim. It's not one big taisus. It's no hemshuk. It's two separate taisusim. Taisus doesn't say that, you know what, my kasha now is predicated on what I said before.
Right, but that
he
was the
gospel. That.
Sure that he connected so three taisusim,
it's
right?
Different. Nevius, I would to say that, you know what, Taibis would have never said what he said, and he only said it because of what he said in the previous Taibis, and that created a problem. And because Taibis doesn't like the answer of two dead horses, which he doesn't speak out, therefore Taibis had to come up with the aside, and that's why this whole Taibis and Chacham Adeis, it's all totally on that.
Rabbi Aaron's not quoting the Tosfos and Chacham Beis to
what?
Show.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Rabbi Aaron's not quoting the Tosfos and Chacham Beis. He's quoting the Tosfos. He's saying that the Hechrach is from Chacham Aleph. So maybe is there meaning? Who says
from what?
He's only saying from Chacham Aleph. Rabbi Aaron,
no,
he's not quoting from Chacham Beis.
Taibis and Chacham Beis reads the Gemara as a boy, and he asks the Kasha, "What's the Gemara as a boy?" There's a madama that doesn't hold the meat this time. That's Taibis' kasha. That's Taibis' second kasha. And Chacham Beis. Now, according to Rav Aaron, it's a silly question. What's the Gemara is a bias, and maybe Nenis is not a Sibis and Machayev. What's the Taibis' problem? Terence is because Taibis knows and Nenis is a Sibis and Machayev. Now, how does Taibis know? He doesn't tell you. So, according to Rav Aaron, you have to say like this. That Taisus says, really, and at the Pashup Shot, in the Pashup Shot, where I read Taisus, is Taisus knows because I learned through Shots. I know it's a Dover Pashup. Like Shamir said, if this is a Yesod, it's obviously true. There's probably 1.5 million Rayas in Shots, and it's true. I learned through Shots. It's a Sibis and Mechayev Konene. It's Pashup. So obviously, I knew it's a Dover Pashup. The Gemara is a Bais Asmi this time. And I have a kasha. I there's a matter, but it doesn't hold the me this time. Fine. But according to the Rav Aaron, Taibis learned through Shas, and he never saw anywhere in Shas that there's a Mechayev of Nene. Taibis Fakir would be inclined to say there's no Mechayev of Nene. If you say there's no Mechayev of Nene, you don't have a problem. What is a Mandamar in Babasan that doesn't hold the me this time? What does he do with this Gemara? Simple. There's no Sibis of Mechayev of Nene. Simple. Except Taibis' problem is, yeah, but it's not so simple because I have a kasha. If there's no Sibis and Mechayev and Nene, so why is Zen Nene and Zen Choser Chayev? Two dead horses. From that kasha, it proves that there's a new Yisrael in God Shas, which is sound very funny. And from that kasha, Taibis comes up with a whole new Shas. From one kasha, you don't change all Shas, but okay. So from that one kasha, Taibis comes up with a chiddush in all shots, and there's a new Mechayev and Nene, and the Taibis and Amud Beis is asking his question because of this Yisai, which is proven from this question, which Taibis never even asked. He never asked this question. You know, theoretically, you can answer the answer to that question as two dead horses. Taibis never goes through the step. Taibis never asks, why is that Nene b'zeh chaser chayev? He never asks it. He never discusses it. So Rav Aaron is saying that If Taivis would have started Chafam and Beis first, he wouldn't have had a problem. You know why Taivis and Chafam and Beis asked this kasha? Because he said it already when he said on Chafam and Aleph. Then he has a kasha, which he never asks. He comes up with an answer, which he never gives. And it's all cluster and dices. And that's why he took for granted that there's a Mechayev and Nana. And that's why he asked his kasha on Chafam and Beis. That's so cluster. Shouldn't Taisa speak that out?
If you say
he only got his Yisoy because of this kasha of how do you understand Zen Nen of his Chosar? Shouldn't Taisa say, I don't hold the two dead horses? Shouldn't he say that if it, Mistama also, Taisa, we always assume that Taisa is smart enough to know that the Rif disagreed with his previous Taisas. So shouldn't he have said, that if you would disagree with my previous thesis, you wouldn't have a kasha. Shouldn't he make that mention that his kasha is only predicated on the previous thesis? It is so chaser. And the cloud, the whole idea that thesis, that this thesis is revolutionizing Shas, and there's a Sibis and Mechayev and Nana, all came from this question. You know, it's just one question. The Plei Yeshua is one question. Of how do you explain Zen Nen of Izeh Chaser? That's where Taibis got this Yisai from. He revolutionized all Shas from this question, which he doesn't even tell you. I know, isn't there some like Ross somewhere that before he changed the curse, they had have like 50 Rayas? Like Taibis, this whole Yisai, this radical Yisai, he got it from this one question. And the moment you get rid of this one question, then you don't have, then you can change all Shas. And said there is no Sibis and Mechayev and Nen. I don't know. I don't. You know. I obviously Shamir is right. You know, Rishiva is not here, and we're not in the sugya. But I would suspect that Rishiva would not agree with Rav Aaron in that. You can't make such a giant machlokes between Taivis and the Rif. So the Parshat Pshat is Taivis learns Nen because Taivis holds Nen is illogical. Taivis knows from all shots. That there's a Sibis and Mechayev and Nene. Obviously, he's not Mechanish in here. He doesn't speak it out. He doesn't say it here. Obviously, Taivis held of it. He must be Taivis held. It's the truth. And therefore, if it's a Dover Pasha to Taisis and then as a Sibis and Mechayev, then we should assume it's a Dover Pasha to the Rif also. Why should we make a Machlagus between Taivis and the Rif? That's what I would have said.
Yeah. As far as defense.
Nice. What?
I mean, I think we might be exaggerating what Aaron's contrary position is. Meaning, if you're coming that the simple reading of the sugya here is the simple reading of the sugya is that a shaila of whether Hana is chayiv or not chayiv. So then you need a source to say that there's a chayiv Hana.
I don't know. Taibis doesn't say anywhere. That he's going against a simple mashmalos.
Again, I don't mean when I say simple.
I just don't think Rishiva would have granted that if Taibis does. If you can't make up your own, you're not. We're not reshining. Say Taibis, the simple mashmalos of the sugi is against Taibis, and therefore we shouldn't say like Taibis. Actually, Taibis didn't seem to be bothered by the simple mashmalos of the sugi. Who tells you that that's a problem? The simple mashmalos of the sugi. The Taibis is very happy with the mashmalos. It's not like Taibis says, and I'm saying a daichik in the Lasha and the Sugya. There's nowhere does Taibis say, he doesn't say Kleimar, he doesn't say a daichik. So you're saying that Taibis obviously knew it was a daichik, and no one would ever say such a daichik.
I just mean to say if there's no internal indication from the sugya that Nene is a Machayev, then the
indication is from Gan Shas. Didn't you learn Shas? You know how many Rayas there are that Nene is a Machayev?
But if in Gan Shas we can understand that Mitzad Chaser, then we have no such Gan Shas anymore.
But Mistama Taibis did have Gan Shas. I can say that. Taibis, it's so far-fetched to think that Taibis got this whole Yisoid that Nene is a Machayev. From this question, he doesn't even say it. Taibis is revolutionizing Shas. Taibis revolutionized Shas based on a question that he never bothered asking. He never bothered speaking out. He's revolutionizing Shas. he's being daifik according to you, Shamir, the Lashon of the Gemara. And he doesn't even bother telling it to you. That's not the Pashas. The Pashas is that Taivis is not revolutionizing Shas. The Taivis had a million riots from other places, and then as a Mechayim, and it made perfect sense to Taivis that he held that this is the Pashas. Before he even started, he knew it. And Taivis doesn't feel it's Taichik in the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Gemara is not obligated to speak out so clearly. Everyone knows the Gemara is a bias, whether it's me this time or not, that's obvious.
Why
should we assume that the Rift disagrees? Now, if I can just make my finish, I'm almost losing my voice. This happens to be good for the Jews, not for the Jews, but good for me, because I think that yesterday, you know, I was trying to keep away from yesterday, but for 2 minutes, the end of the year, I can go back to yesterday. The way we were saying yesterday.
Wait, Rashiv always did it. 113 and 113, he said his Kiddush.
Okay, I'm not saying 115. I'm just saying back. The way we said yesterday is that the riff learned Shana Ravami that the when the Mitzvah Samachayev. When Rav Ami said again, what were you trying to say? Maybe I'm saying it backwards. We were saying that Rav Ami learned that when the Sivas and Mechayev, and then maybe that's backwards. Maybe it's not good for us. I'm saying I gotta get it backwards. We were saying that Rav Ami understood the Abaya when they asked that you should be Mechayev als Nene. They meant the Yishim Mechayev Aos Chaser. So that means that we were saying, that there is no Sivis and Mechayev and Nenya, right? They're just the opposite. It's not good for us. Sorry. Said it wrong. In other words, we were saying to answer the Rosh, the is good for what we said yesterday. Not we, in other words, what we said yesterday, I was trying to say yesterday that Rav Ami did not hear that there's a Sibis and Mechayev and Nene. And therefore he knew that he wasn't even a step further than Rav Arin. Rav Arin is saying, you know, there's three steps. Taisus says that there's a Dover Poshet and Nene is a Sibis and Mechayev. Rav Arin says that the Gemara's Abaya is Nene, Sibis and Mechayev or not. So yesterday, we were going even more radical than Rav Arin, that the Gemara doesn't even have a suffix. The Gemara is for sure that Nene is not a Sibis and Mechayev, but rather the Sibis and Mechayev is Chaser. So that's really we're going further away from Taisus, right? So that is, it is a Taisus. In other words, Taisus learns that it's Poshet. Both of them in the Gemara agree that Nen is a Sibis and Mechai. The only shot is Asmidus type. The Rav Aaron said the Gemara's suffix is whether Nen is a Sibis and Mechai. If it's not so Poshet, then Nen is a Sibis and Mechai. And I was saying yesterday that Rav Ami says that the only way that you can be Mechai of Nene is Midin Chaser. And because there is no Sibis and Mechai of Nene. Nene is a the lumpness of Nene being Chayiv is because Nene is a form of Chaser. That would be the Havamina. The Maskana is not true. So that's like really, you know, that's even more radical. So yeah, that's not such a good thing what I said yesterday. Okay.
Rabbi, Rav Aaron's understanding is...
Nene is Mitzad Chisaron, though.
What?
I'm not really clear. For what reason can we not say in Tosos that Nene is Chai Mitzad Chisaron?
I don't know. Even in when we were saying yesterday, we were only saying that we weren't saying that in a Maskana. We were saying
there's nothing holding us back.
I thought that that's the only possibility that you could say. But now, to go ahead and say the Maskana, That Nene is Chai Mitzad Chisaron, I don't know.
Definitely becomes Mistabra if you learn Rav Ami that way. Why would you learn Rav Ami in a way that's not consistent with the rest of the Gemara?
Huh. Okay, but that's a little bit more radical than I was trying to be.
So it comes down, if you look at the way the Rush gripped the Riff, if you look the way the Pnei Yeshua gripped the Tosfos, so then Rabbi Aaron's understanding of the Mechleik is somewhere in the middle. It's not so chiddushtik.
Okay. Or the other possibility is to say that our answer yesterday for Avami was wrong. And okay, that's also a possibility. You know, and then the probability is, if you wanted to be more in the realm of pashtus, you say that we're not going to say like Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron is too radical. And what we said yesterday is even super too radical. And okay, we have Akasha and the Russian Rav Ami. And from Akasha, we say you don't die, and that's it. And okay. Anyway, let's leave it. I think that it is an important thing to finish off the round about the round of the sugya that we started at the very beginning. The Maskana, who was
Rabbi, don't we have to have some understanding according to some shot in the Riff of how he reads end of the Gemara?
Understanding. I understand a lot of
things. Of Kori Mafkaru, that part of Kori Mafkaru. Do we have to have an understanding of the Riff, how he reads that part of the Gemara?
Let me get first started, and then let people go, and then we'll talk. The Gemara comes out that the din is that in Rav Huna Marat, Darbe Chadresh Vadai Tinsar Lan Doschar, Shem Shenem already quotes this pasuk. I don't want to read it because I probably will mispronounce it, because that's one of the big mistakes that people always do when they read words Pesukim the Gemara, and then we mispronounce it. And I know that Rabbi, I forgot who was giving us a practical rabbinics class. I remember him telling us that before you give a shir in Gemara, look up the Pesukim with the Nekudas. Who was Rabbi Fink? I think Rabbi Fink is in the practical rabbinic class, because he says you're always going to have some Israeli who's a Bucky and Chumash, and you're going to read the Pasuk and you're going to mispronounce it, and he's going to say, oh, the rabbis are not Ba'aretz. So you should always check the Pasuk. So, but I didn't check the Pasuk. But there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya that Rav Huna Marav bases his din on, that because of the shade or whatever. So the question is, why did he need that Pasuk? Either the maskana should be that there's no din of nana, or the way we're learning Tisus, the maskana should be because of midas taim. What do they have to bring in this pasuk for? So we have the Rush that asks that kasha, because this is important, because when we learn the sugya, we want to know the maskana, right? We spend 2 weeks in the sugya, you know, we like to know the maskana's hadvarim. At the end of the day, what's the maskana? So there's a Rush asks this kasha. I think Shamir tells us that the Gross Akasha, and okay, let's see that. So we should know at least at the end of the day, what is the Gemara's Maskana? Okay.
He's talking about Daf Chaf Aleph?
Daf Chaf Aleph.
We're quoting Rishaya.
If you know how you want to pronounce it for us, so fine. I don't like where it doesn't come with the Kudas. Rishaya, Yochiyah, Shah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
I just saw a printing, so I didn't know it existed. Tuvia's apparently put out a printing of Gemaras with Nekudos in them.
Okay.
All the Rashi's, Tosfos, Gemara, all of Nekudos.
They say that Rav Shach was very vehement against it. And Rav Moshe.
Why?
They say that it takes away from your Amelis Batira, because you're supposed to do learning with Amelis. That it makes you're making life too easy.
The problem is that people don't go to the Amelis.
What?
People don't go through the Amelas. They just don't really figure out what all the words mean.
Yeah, those sheets would all speak against Art Scroll Gemaras.
I assume he would not have been happy with Art Scroll. Not that it's a necessary, Rav Shira wrote some Haskama that it's like a necessary evil. But okay, but they came to, apparently they asked Rav Shach. They wanted to make a Gemara with punctuation marks. And Rav Shach was against it because there's a chisar in Amelis.
Forget a chisar in Amelis. Who says you're going to get it right? I mean, that's the
right. Okay.
Maybe say a whole.
There is such a Gemara also.
Because he had punctuation in it.
Yeah, but Rav Shach was against it. I think. Well, okay. Anyway, but the Amelis. So let's do that tomorrow. I mean, I don't mind going over. That's what we said today was very, happened very good. It was like a very simple summary, simple, but it was a very good summary of the sugya. So I don't mind if there's a question or two more, but I want to go, I like to do this for the ending. Okay. Well, Binyamin, so what did you want to say?
I'm saying whatever pshat we have, let's say Rabbi Aaron's pshat, we need to have an understanding.